the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
I want to talk a minute to all the guys out there. You know, I swear, sometimes you people just don't get it. It's Valentine's Day and you haven't made any plans. Get real. Let me try to save your situation for you. Call up Cypress Bend Resort right now. They have an amazing four-course dinner. You can choose February the 14th or the 15th. Your choice, tomorrow or Saturday. Seatings are at 5 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 8 p.m. Of the four-course meal, the main course gives you a choice of roasted sea bass or a 6-ounce prime fillet of beef. Reservations are required. Call them at 318-590-1500. I'm telling you guys, good way to keep yourself out of a lot of trouble. At Parkway Cinema, got a brand-new movie, Captain America, Brave New World, and Paddington in Peru. Want to find out what else is playing? Well, just go to AcadianaCinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches. Get all that information. This time next week, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Our guest this morning is State Senator Alan Seabaugh. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Bill Cassidy voting for RFK. That get him out of trouble with the conservatives in Louisiana?
Not even a little bit. I am of the opinion that it is impossible for Bill Cassidy to win a Republican primary. When you vote to convict Donald Trump, that's not his only sin. It's just the biggest. I've seen five polls now that all say that. There is no, because we have Republican primaries, we have party primaries. Under the old jungle primary, he might have had a shot. But I don't think there's any way Cassidy can get to 50% among Republicans. So he can't win a Republican primary.
So who's the front runner?
The only person that's announced right now is John Fleming.
But he's not the only person running.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think Blake Miguez is going to announce in the next couple of weeks, and either one of those two, I think, is going to run away with it.
It's going to be an expensive race, is it not?
Well, it is. I mean, Bill Cassidy's sitting on, last I saw, $6.5 million,
yeah.
And it's been reported that he's up to $8 million. As chairman of his committee, he's going to just rake in money from the big pharmaceutical companies and drug companies and medical companies.
Isn't that the way it's done in Washington?
Well, it is. And he's going to have the money advantage, there's no question. But when you look at where he is with the Republican voters, it's not the general public, independents, but no parties can vote. But if you're registered independent or Democrat or Libertarian or any other party, you can't vote in the Republican primary. Only Republican and no party, unaffiliated voters is what the code calls them. The polls I've seen have Cassidy around 11%. With registered Republicans. I just don't think he can get there.
You're going to have to help me here for a second because I'm just not smart enough to understand this. So there's a committee formed in Louisiana. I know some of the people on it, very conservative, good members of it, to reduce spending. And I think this is a great idea. And now I see where they're wanting to hire a firm to come in and tell them what they need to cut? So the people on there aren't smart enough to put together what they need to cut? Am I mistaken on all this?
Well, I think they're smart enough, but if you think about it, you know, Musk brought in his Doge people, and with all their computer skills, and unfortunately, we don't have a Musk in Louisiana with that kind of staff that can bring in to do that. So I think what they're trying to do is hire people to mimic the Musk people.
Well, they're actually trying to hire a firm to do this.
Well, I mean, they need it, it, there's a lot. I mean, the Louisiana budget is it's obviously not anywhere near the federal budget, but it's very complicated. It's very complex, and I think they're trying to hire somebody to come in and do what Doge is doing nationally.
So why didn't Jeff Landry just skip the committee and go directly and hire those people to start with and be through with it?
Well, he kind of did a slim version of this last year when he first came in. He put Steve Orlando, who helped him streamline the Attorney General's office, he put Steve Orlando in charge of it. And I think he figured out, before Trump came in and did what he's doing, I think he figured out that it was a little bit bigger than one person could handle. And then they went to the committee, but the committee, you know, it can look at it and say, we know where we want to go, but we need help diving through all of the various, you know, I mean, money goes to a lot of different places, and they need somebody to help them go through it and figure out exactly where it's going. We did the Louisiana checkbook a few years ago where you could follow the checks, but it's when John Bell was governor, and they fought us on it tooth and nail. We tried to copy what Ohio did, which was complete transparency. The last thing John Bell Edwards wanted when he was governor was transparency, so they fought us on it, and we got a version of it that we could pat ourselves on the back and say we passed Louisiana checkbook, but it didn't do what we were intending to do, which was provide transparency. So we're still trying to catch up from all the hidden backroom stuff that John Bell stuck in the budget for 8 years.
Okay, so if you look in your crystal ball, even if it's pretty cloudy, what do you see? Do you see any real cuts being made? And give me a dollar amount of how much you're hoping to get accomplished or these people accomplish.
Well, right. There's one big difference you have to keep in mind, Louisiana budget versus federal. Federal has no balanced budget requirement, so they spend more than they recognize. Louisiana has what we call a revenue estimating conference, and they estimate how much, they guess, make an educated guess on how much money the state is going to have through taxes and other things, and the legislature is required to spend that. It's a balanced budget. We have to spend what they bring in. Now, we can stick some in a savings account, rainy day fund.
Okay, I'm not talking about the budget. I'm talking about this committee and whoever they hire. How much would you think would be great if they could reduce spending by that amount?
If they could trim off $1 billion from the general fund, I would be ecstatic.
Do you think that'd be very difficult?
Yes. But one of the biggest problems the state has is the number of state employees. We have too many people working for the state for a state our size.
Working may be an overstatement. You got too many people on the payroll.
All right, let me rephrase it. We have people being paid by the state. And most of them, the vast majority, are civil service classified, which means we can't just fire them. And that's...
But I love what Donald Trump is doing. For every four that leaves the federal workforce, you can only hire one. Why can't we do something like that in Louisiana? It'd take a year or two, but a lot of people leave the state because they got a very lucrative retirement program at an early age of people leaving all the time.
Yes, we can. And that's frankly what Bobby Jindal did. He came in and he put a hiring freeze. If anybody leaves, it doesn't matter how many people leave, we're just not hiring anybody else. And we'll move people around within different departments to fill vacancies. What we ended up with was an average of, I think it was 1.4 employees per manager. What we ended up with, they would promote people to manager and not hire anybody on the lower level. So instead of having a pyramid, we had a slightly fat column. And it was, we were paying managers to do the job that the regular entry-level employees used to do, And it was better than nothing, but it was certainly not the answer.
Okay, so I got to go to commercial break, but outside of employees, give me two areas that you think we could cut very quickly and make a better Louisiana.
Well, we have a lot of I don't think it's cutting. I think it's moving things around. We have things that we spend money on that we shouldn't. Like, we still have a overabundance of social programs, paying people to not work that John Bell put in place, but we need to move that money to things like highways and roads and infrastructure and things that actually benefit working people, people who are productive, people who live in Louisiana. So it's not a matter of reducing the number. It's a matter of moving it to things that government should be spending money on rather than paying people to not go to work.
Our guest this morning is State Senator Alan Zeebaugh. We're going to be back in a moment. I want to talk to you about broadband services. Now, maybe you've been thinking about doing some changes in your house. Before you make that decision, call Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215. You can go to broadlines.org and get all the information, but they pretty well do everything in your house. Want to redo your bathroom? No problem. New countertops, they can do it for you. New flooring, not an issue. Call them today. Sit down, let them put together a plan, see what it's going to cost, and quite frankly, what it's going to save you to do that.
My name is Leah Thompson, a Northwestern State University student majoring in biology. With cutting-edge labs, dedicated faculty, and hands-on experience, NSU prepares you for a successful career in the health, environmental, and scientific fields. Whether you're aiming to become a biologist, scientist, or preparing for a professional field of study such as medicine, NSU offers the education and support you need to thrive in your future career. Visit nsu.la/explore.
Hey guys, this is Jordan from Nichols. Have you heard that our Manny and Leesville locations now carry your favorite high-end jewelry line, Kendra Scott? That's right, Nichols is now a Kendra Scott retailer. Come check out our great selection of jewelry at Nichols and Manny and Leesville. Can't wait to see you.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
You know, it's going to be cold next week, but before we know it, it's going to be warm again, and we're going to start seeing some springtime and sporting items. And your sports headquarters is Nichols. They've got rods, reels, everything you need for sporting. They've got it at Nichols in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Alan Zeebaugh, our guest this morning, state senator. And Alan, I say this to very few people, because most politicians do a lot of screwing up. I have not seen a single vote you've made that I don't agree with. And that's a little scary.
Yeah, that is kind of scary, Ted.
but I'm sure you'll screw up eventually, and I'll catch you on that.
So here's a couple I regret. I'm just not going to tell you what they are.
Here's my,
real quick.
Go ahead.
Before we move on, a couple of things what we were talking about before. One of the things that we plan to do when we cut taxes last fall, we cut income taxes. We need to look and see how much money comes in, because the first priority we have is further reducing income taxes, reducing sales taxes. So we one of the quote-unquote spending priorities we have is giving money back to the folks that earned it. And I think that's on the top of everybody's list.
One thing I think is important, I had Brent Littlefield. You know Brent Littlefield, don't you?
I do. Well, when he didn't call in at 7:30, I was trying to wake him up.
Well, the month before, he screwed up and didn't call in at all. And then so I rescheduled him, and then he was late yesterday. But when I finally got him on, or whatever day I had him on, this amendment coming up, number two, he was talking about the importance of it. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, it's the final culmination of the tax changes that we put in place. There's a lot rolled into that amendment, but it's essentially going to allow the constitutional change that's going to free us up going forward. There's a lot in there. Well, part of it is in there is tax deductions for people over 65, creating a spending limit to where if extra money comes in, the government can't spend it, which I think is vitally important, because when you have those federal money come in, the state does what they do, quote, bust the spending cap, and just waste it and spend it on things that are not a priority. So this would prevent the state from increasing over a certain set amount. It would pay off the debt in the teacher retirement system, and which would free up money from the local school systems to guarantee teachers a permanent teacher pay raise. So there's a lot rolled into one particular bill.
Have you decided what bills you're introducing in the upcoming session? Because it's getting close.
Yeah, well, I haven't decided which one. I mean, I've got several. I've got one that I'm doing for the Attorney General, and I think she might be changing which one she wants me to bring. But Liz called and asked if I would bring a bill to correct something that they had. One of the issues that we have right now is we put the changes about the party primaries in last year, and at this point it is unclear if one of our members of Congress were to leave. It is unclear, let me just say, there's a dispute between the Secretary of State and the governor and other people on how that vacancy would be filled. So I was in D.C. visiting with Mike Johnson, and he had looked at it and asked me what the rule was, and I said, honestly, I don't know. So I went and looked at it and started asking questions and realized there's a dispute. So I might be bringing a bill to fix that. We've got several things that need to be fixed to help local municipalities. We have a lot of small towns that are struggling financially. We have a plan to bring a bill that would help alleviate some of their problems. I've been contacted by the Sheriff's Association, who want me to bring a bill to make it to reduce some of the requirements for reserve deputies. I think currently to be a reserve deputy, it takes like a 960-hour course. And I talked to Sabine Parrish. They said, we want reserve deputies just to help with parking at festivals and stuff. And nobody has time to do a 960-hour training course. So I might be doing something along that line. We have some workers' comp changes that we need to put in place. We have problems with the governor has actually asked me to look at bringing a bill to help with homelessness. And I don't really know
what
exactly. Help with homelessness. Part of, like, when, you know, they moved the homeless folks living in tents out of New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what he wants me to do, but he asked me if I'd bring a bill to help with homelessness. I don't really know what the substance of that is, but you know that's a lot. I actually have one that I really want to do. I want to bring a bill that's for municipalities. I really, really hate traffic cameras and speed cameras and red light cameras. I want to bring a bill that says if you're a municipality or local government that has speed cameras, you're not eligible for capital outlay.
Hey, if you, we got to take a break. If you do that, you just may be governor next term. I think everybody would love that. Alan Sebaugh is our guest this morning, State Senator. I want to talk to you about Northwestern State University. This is the big Saturday. This Saturday is the court naming for Mike McCarthy. Ticket sales and all the VIPs are already sold out. Going to be a huge crowd there. Reduced ticket prices, but it's not too late. You can get them at the gate, or you can go to NSU website and pick them up there. Mike McCarthy Day, that's coming up Saturday, Northwestern State University.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you, eye exam time. Time to call Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. 15 locations, one close to you. Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. And you know the best part? They can do everything from routine eye exams to the most complicated cataract surgery or other eye surgeries. State Senator Alan Sebaugh is our guest this morning. And Alan, there's a story going around the area that there may be a bill to put term limits on Sabine Parish Polish jury members. Any accuracy to that?
Yeah, that is true. In fact, I ran an advertisement. If you do a local bill like that, you have to advertise it.
Where do you advertise it at?
In the whatever the paper of record for the parish is, and I honestly
nobody reads it.
Well, it's one of those very stupid requirements that we have, and they have to be in print.
Okay.
So we actually brought a bill a couple of years ago to allow us to do it online, and the local papers went nuts. So whatever the local journal is for the parish,
okay,
which I honestly don't know, but the state takes care of that for me. I do have to pay for it personally, but I ran the ad this week, and there will be a bill for Sabine and DeSoto Parish, separate bills, putting term limits on police jurors. And that was at the request of the police jury themselves.
How long will the term limits be? 12 years?
Probably, I haven't written it yet. I've just advertised that I was going to write it. I want to get with some people and figure out exactly. In Sabine, the vast majority of people say, I want it to be 12 years total and then you're gone and can never run again, and I want it to be retroactive.
How about making it 30 days?
Well, that would be a little, you just want to abolish the police jury itself.
I do.
I know, and actually a lot of people do. It's unusual how unpopular the Sabine Parish police jury is.
Just go to a meeting, you can find out. Hey, I want to change subjects real quick. I've got this premonition that this year could be the greatest year ever for Jeff Landry's administration if he gets cooperation from the Senate. Yeah, agree, disagree, what?
I agree. What we did last year with taxes and crime and education, we really moved the needle a lot in a lot of ways. We've got to clean up some of that and really move on to the next step, which is getting control of the state budget. So the fact is, the way it works, just like Trump right now is having to deal with Biden's last budget, Jeff Landry in his first year was kind of saddled with John Bell's last budget. So this will be the first year that he can actually step into his own and do it the way he wants it from start to finish. And just as Trump is trying to fundamentally change the way the federal government works, we have to fundamentally change the way Louisiana state government works.
But isn't
doing it wrong for 100 years.
Isn't Landry pretty much piggybacking on some of the same things that Trump is doing? It looks to me like he is.
Yeah. I mean, and to his credit, he did some of it before Trump came back. But I think the way Trump is jumping in with both feet has emboldened a lot of people like Jeff a lot of people believe what Trump is doing is outrageous. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
I do, too.
And so does Jeff. So I believe the success that Trump is having is going to embolden some of us on the state level to jump in and do the same thing. Because the polling for Trump in Louisiana is off the charts.
Yeah. A final comment. You got that crazy mayor in New Orleans. Thank goodness she's going to be leaving. May not end up with anybody better. But she kind of blackballs Lauren Daigle from being on a Dick Clark program down there. And then Lauren Daigle is at the Super Bowl. I don't know if you saw it or not. I thought the girl knocked it out of the park.
Well, she's fantastic. And you know, we have a lot of ambassadors for the state of Louisiana that really do us proud on a national basis. And there's a lot that this state has to offer that we could be proud of. It's very often that all we do is badmouth ourselves. We talk bad about, you know, whether it's education or roads or crime or whatever it is. But we actually have a lot to be proud of. We have a culture that other states enjoy. We have, you know, our athletics are some of the best in the nation. And we have food and the best people in the world. But we've never had great government. Our government has always let us down. And we've got a chance right now with Jeff Landry and a two-thirds Republican majority in both houses, the House and the Senate. We have a chance to fundamentally change how Louisiana does government. And if we can do that, then we can maybe stop bad-mouthing ourselves and start bragging about ourselves like Texas does. And I'm very jealous of the pride Texas has in their state because they're Texas proud. And I would like Louisianians to brag on Louisiana.
You mentioned sports.
I think we can get there.
You mentioned sports. Did you see Arkansas and LSU last night?
I did not.
That's probably a blessing to you.
That's not what I was talking about. I am not talking about college basketball.
I will always enjoy
it. Or the Saints, for that matter.
Hey, Saints got a great coach. I don't think they could have done a better job on a coach. Saints will be back winning again under this guy. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much for sharing your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Ted. Y'all have a good weekend.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for